That talk with the Lord many nights by my bedside. I ask His forgiveness as I knelt to pray. And if I could repay, I'd be only too willing. For He died on the cross just to save me from sin. There's a light guiding me, I can see heaven's glory, and He holds me steadfast, and His way and His love is guiding me through temptation and evil. There's a light guiding me to that heaven above. To the far distant shore, many friends have gone from me. They're singing the victory of God's love I know. Through the valley of death, I'll be led by Jesus. He will carry me through, though I'm weak and alone. There's a light guiding me, I can see heaven's glory, and He holds me steadfast, and His way and His love is guiding me through temptation and evil. There's a light guiding me to that heaven above. When that great day comes and I see heaven's glory, I know that my soul will be free from all care. There open the gates and bid me to enter. When the rolls call up yonder, I know I'll be there. There's a light guiding me, I can see heaven's glory, and He holds me steadfast, and His way and His love is guiding me through temptation and evil. There's a light guiding me to that heaven above. When that great day comes and I see heaven's glory, I know that my soul will be free from all care. He'll open the gates and bid me to enter. When the rolls call up yonder, I know I'll be there. There's a light guiding me, I can see heaven's glory, and He holds me steadfast in His way, and His love is guiding me through temptation and evil. There's a light guiding me to that heaven above. There's a light guiding me, I can see heaven's glory, and He holds me steadfast, and His way and His love is guiding me through temptation and evil. There's a light guiding me to that heaven above. I need no mansion here below, for Jesus said that I could go to a home beyond the cloud, not made with hay. I want you come and go alone. We will sing the sweetest song ever played upon the harp and glory rang.
When burdens come so hard to bear that no earthly friend can share, tears drive away the smiles and leaves my heart in pain. Then
my Lord from heaven above speaks to me in tones of love. When the tears away and makes me smile again. I need no mansion here below, for Jesus said that I could go to a home beyond the cloud, not made with hands. I want you come and go along. We will sing the sweetest song ever played upon the harp and glory land. Oh, the thought to me is sweet that my loved ones I shall meet. All the ending of the journey here below seems I hear their voices blend, and the world without an end. I don't worry when the time shall come to go. I need no mansion here below, for Jesus said that I could go to a home beyond the clouds, not made with hands. Oh, won't you come and go along? We will sing the sweetest song ever played upon the harp in glory land. When Jesus comes to claim his own, I will move to my new home. I'll walk and talk with him upon the streets of gold. A mansion there is waiting me, soon its beauty I will see. And that city where we never shall grow old. I need no mansion here below, for Jesus said that I should go to a home beyond the clouds, not made with hands. Oh, won't you come and go along? We will sing the sweetest song ever played upon the harps and glory land. I need no mansion here below, for Jesus said that I could go to a home beyond the clouds, not made with hands. Oh, won't you come and go along? We will sing the sweetest song ever played upon the harp and glory land. Soon and very soon we are going to see the King. Soon and very soon we are going to see the King. Soon and very soon we are going to see the King. Hallelujah, hallelujah, going to see the King. Soon and very soon we are going to see the King. Soon and very soon we are going to see the King. Soon and very soon we are going to see the King. Hallelujah, hallelujah, going to see the King. Soon and very soon we are going to see the King. Soon and very soon we are going to see the King. Soon and very soon we are going to see the King. Hallelujah, hallelujah, going to see the King. When summer finally gets here, It's a warm time of year. People go on vacation. They go far and near. Someday I'll take me a journey, and the sky will all laugh. I'm going home for vacation, but I'll be coming back. I'm gonna take a vacation past the moon and the star. I'm gonna walk down the golden street. No traffic, no car. I'm gonna lay in the sunlight. Gonna swim in the river of life. I'm going home for vacation. I'm waiting for my flight. When summer finally gets here, it's a warm time of year. People go on vacation. They go far and near. Someday I'll take me a journey, and the sky will outlast. I'm going home for vacation, but I'll be coming back. I'm gonna take a vacation past the moon and the stars. I'm gonna walk down the golden street. No traffic, no cars. I'm gonna lay in the sunlight. Gonna swim in the river of life. I'm going home for vacation. I'm waiting for my flight. Now if you want to go with me, here's what you must do. Get your ticket from Jesus. He will show you through. Heaven's not on a road map, and there's only one way to enjoy a vacation like we'll have someday. I'm gonna take a vacation past the moon and the stars. I'm gonna walk down the golden street. No traffic, no car. I'm gonna lay in the sunlight. Gonna swim in the river of life. I'm going home for vacation. I'm waiting for my flight. Now if you want to go with me, here's what you must do. Get your ticket from Jesus. He will show you through. Heaven's not on the road map, and there's only one way to enjoy a vacation like we'll have someday. I'm gonna take a vacation past the moon and the stars. I'm gonna walk down the golden street. No traffic, no cars. I'm gonna lay in the sunlight. I'm gonna swim in the river of life. I'm going home for vacation. I'm waiting for my flight. I'm gonna take a vacation past the moon and the stars. I'm gonna walk down the golden street. No traffic, no cars. I'm gonna lay in the sunlight. I'm gonna swim in the river of life. I'm going home for vacation. I'm waiting for my flight. Well, that's the program here. The group you come out, I didn't hardly believe in millennium. And no shock on the. But that's what you're getting ready for, eh? Going to this occasion, going to the marriage supper of the Lamb. So you and I, it's so real, it's already happening. It's so real. All we're doing down here is getting us ready so that we can go to that on the vacation. That's our daily fight, you know. That's what we're doing, what we're doing. So we can go and have a vacation someday. A lot of people, they work all year round so they can take a two-week vacation. Well, we're working all our lives in the last 30, 40 years. Lord, ever since the Lord put us on this journey, that's what we're doing. We're just doing it so that someday we'll be able to go to that vacation. We'll be found faithful and true. I'm just reading Jeremiah, and there came a time when it says Jeremiah preached his last sermon. Jeremiah was done speaking for the Lord. You know, he had accomplished everything that he was required of him in life, and one day he had sent his last warning out to the children of Israel and his last prophecy and everything, but it came to an end. He had a pretty tough road to hoe, but one day he spoke no more in the name of the Lord, and
his job was done.
Yeah, and our job ain't done yet. We're still having our way. We still have to do what we got to do, you know. And people that see, we're doing the heavy lifting. Hey, we're doing the work. And all people have to do is come stand with Sam and Lorraine. That's the only job description they have. Because I know I was in, like I told you before, I was in there at that air show, and that Kenneth was with me. I was hanging out with that Kenneth for about 3 years, and one day we were in there, and he was visiting over with his cousins from Windy Bay, and I told you that before. And I'm saying it for a reason, because this thing is so real to me now than it ever has been. And then God just right out of heaven spoke to his spirit. Just right then and there, right there in that air show. I wanted to go stand with Sam. I guess I was standing over there all by myself. And he said, I wanted to go stand with Sam. And, well, so he came over, all excited, you know. He has a kind of a laugh. And then the Lord just spoke to me. He told me I'm supposed to come here to stand with you. Well, see, that's the only job description he had from that guy. He knew he didn't have no capacity to do anything other than that. All he'd have had to do was stand with Sam. That's it. That's the only job description he had on planet Earth. And he would have done that. He would have had an expected end, you know. But see, after a while, he started reasoning things out. It can't be. He's way too whatever, you know. You start reasoning things. Oh, I don't have to stand with him. I'm going to go look for some negative things about him. Of course you'll find negative things about me if you go around looking for some. Because we're all born in sin. We're all shaped in iniquity. And there comes a time in your life when these things begin to surface from time to time.
And if you think you don't, then you're just self-righteous.
Yeah. So anyway, that's what we're preparing us for. I just kind of want to continue on that thought that we had. Those that worship him, they worship him in spirit and truth. And I begin to see since yesterday how important it is to have truth. Because I remember I was growing up, and the Lord saved me back in 71. I had a spirit, but I didn't have the truth for my day. And I got tangled up in all this charismatic web, and for years I had the spirit, but I didn't have the truth. And that's the dangerous part to be in. If you don't have truth, but you just have the spirit, Satan can infiltrate you, and you think you're doing God a service. And I was caught up in that garbage, thinking I'm doing God a service because I had the spirit. When you're born again, the spirit of God will lead and guide you into all truth. But I didn't have the truth yet, because the Lord hadn't led me to the truth yet. And I know I run into a lot of these people, like that Edward over here from Waldine. I mean, when I met him, I asked if he's born again. Oh, yeah, I had a wonderful experience. And like how he's born again, how the Lord saved him and all that. And then I present the truth with him, and he couldn't receive truth. Mm-hmm. See, it's spirit and truth. That's why it's so important to have the truth, because you're like a loose cannon, you know. Mm-hmm. You're like a missile without a GPS. You do a lot of damage if you've got the spirit, but you don't have the truth. It's the truth that keeps you in line, and that's what I did for the longest time back in that colony. I had a spirit, but I didn't have the truth, you know. And I guess the Lord saw that, and he took me out of there and led me to the truth. That's how important it is to believe the truth for your day. You just keep saying it over and over again. The message for your day. You found a righteousness that's pleasing to God. And that's what that's what we're doing here. We're just preparing ourselves for that great vacation and things of that nature. But we have to have it right. We have to have it right so that when that day comes, God will say, well done, my good and faithful servant. That's what we're about. Mm-hmm. We're not about our own thing because we don't have nothing to have our own thing for. So you just want to continue on that thought. Heavenly Father, we give you thanks for another day of life and the many things you do for us, Lord, on a day-to-day basis. We just pray, Lord, you just continue to keep leading and guiding us by your Spirit, Lord. Help us never to take this thing for granted, Lord, but to take advantage of the time that we're down here, that we do everything that you required of us to do, and that at the end of the day we'll be found to be faithful and true, Lord. We just pray you'll take what we're going to be saying, Lord, anoint it, inspire it. I just pray for those people that might someday listen in, that you would open up your word to them, Lord, and just pray you'll give that increase. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. Yes, I don't want to get tangled up in the web, you know. There's a job for each one of us to do. Everybody has a job to do. And all I did, spend all my life looking for that place that God has for me. And finally, back when the Lord saved me, he gave me my job to do. He said, over in Ezekiel, you want to read that, Son of Man? I've sent you as a watchman. That's my job description. Like when the Lord saved me about 6 months after he saved me, back in February of 1971, then he gave me my description. Spoke it right out from heaven. And the Son of Man, I have set you as a watchman over the house of Israel. And I know exactly when he spoke to me and to my spirit. I know exactly what my job description was. He's going to require of me exactly what he did require of Ezekiel. Ezekiel had to go out there and do exactly what the Lord told him to do. Because he was set on as a watchman. And he told him, if you don't tell the people, I'm going to hold you accountable. So it's not just that simple. It's not just trying to put yourself up on a position where God never called you to be in that position.
Mm-hmm.
But, I don't know where it is,
so
you know.
It says in Ezekiel 3, verse 16, and it came to pass at the end of 7 days that the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Son of man, I have made thee a watchman unto the house of Israel. Therefore hear the word at my mouth, and give them warning from me. When I say unto the wicked, thou shalt surely die, and thou givest him not warning, nor speakest to warn the wicked from his wicked ways to save his life, the same wicked man shall die in his iniquity, but his blood will I require at thine hand. Yet if thou warn the wicked, and he turn not from his wickedness, nor from his wicked way, he shall die in his iniquity, but thou hast delivered thy soul. Again, when a righteous man doth turn from his righteousness, and commit iniquity, and lay a stumbling block before him, he shall die. Because thou hast not given him warning, he shall die in his sin, and his righteousness which he had done shall not be remembered, but his blood will I require at thy hand. Nevertheless, if thou warn the righteous man that the righteous sin not, and he doth not sin, he shall surely live, because he is warned, also thou hast delivered thy soul.
See, that's been my job description since 1971, when the Lord spoke right to my spirit, Son of man, I have made you a watchman. And when did he do that? Before the foundation of the world, when he had that big council, because he told Ezekiel, I've made you a watchman. Now that you're born, and that's your job description that you have, I want you to go out and warn these Israelites, these leaders and these preachers and these pulpits. I want you to go out and warn them, and that exactly has been my lot in life. I had to go warn my father-in-law and all these preachers in there, and had been in their meetings time and time again. And I call them kangaroo courts. They call them they call it judgment. But see what it is. It's a kangaroo court. They don't go there to judge you. They already judge you before they even go to their kangaroo court. And they're going to already determine what they're going to do to you, because they stick together like thieves, you know. And that's like the Democrats. They stick together like even if it's right or wrong, we stick together. That's what these preachers do. Once you go in for a drink, you know, when they go somewhere even if you can prove it via the scriptures that they're wrong, they'll still stick together, you know.
That's right. And you can see what the role of a watchman is. Like if you will read the definition of a watchman, it's a spiritual guard tasked with being vigilant, discerning threats and warning others of spiritual and moral dangers. And that's really what a watchman does. He can detect danger and God lets him see these things that... you know, it's like a prophetic gift almost, that you can see the danger and you can know where danger comes from.
But anyway, that's my, I just saw it this morning when I got up, how important it is when God has called you as a watchman. And when I look back, it's exactly what He has prepared me for, because He woke me up 2 o'clock in the morning, saying I'm coming soon, and then He made sure that I have the proper equipment. And as time went on, He brought me to the ministry of Brother Brenham and to the ministry of Brother Jackson, because if you're a watchman, you have to tell people the truth. And I didn't have no truth back prior to, I guess it was about 95 when the Lord brought me to the ministry of Brother Brenham. And then 3 years later, He brought me to the ministry of Brother Jack, see, if you're a watchman, God's going to see to it that you have the proper tools to warn people and to tell people where we are in time. All these things that He's given you and I. And like I said before, He brought you on and because He knew I couldn't make it all by myself. It's too much of a job, too much of a responsibility for me. And then He brings you on board. Now it's the two of us. And like He told people time and time, all you got to do is go stand with Sam. When that Jeremy came through here, and then he was here for 3 days, and then one morning I got up, and the Lord let me know. I want him to go back home and tell him that he came here to Sam and Lorraine's place, and he got that devil cast out of him, and the Lord opened up His word to him. And I said, so Jeremy, what are you going to do now from here on out? Well, I'll probably just go back home and tell the people what the Lord has been... that the Lord had compassion on me, that I had to go over to Samuel Lorraine to get that devil cast out of me. And but see, he didn't come through with it. That's the only job description he had. But see, there was nothing in it for him, and he didn't want to do what God required of him. And so today, I don't know where he's even alive anymore, because he went back in the old gutter again where the Lord dragged him out of. He couldn't fall through it with that job description that God had. But just like that Kenneth, he couldn't fall through with it and started working against me, going looking for negative things about me, like for garbage that everybody knows about me, you know. If they don't find it, they'll do what they did to Jesus. They'll lie up something, you know, and that's just the way it is. That's just the nature of the beast. But see, you and I, we're responsible for what the Lord has given us to do. We are accountable, and we're out here to warn people about coming doom and gloom, about the day of the Lord. There's so many things just up the road here, and we want to go on that vacation. But we can't go on that vacation if we sweep it under the rug and don't do our part. But see, the Lord, then as time went on, the Lord gave us a platform to put the things out there on a day-to-day basis. He started back about 2012 when we started up this website, and then we did it every week for about 5-6 years. And then here a while back, the Lord began to deal with us to do it every day, and that's how the Lord moved on us, because there's nothing new under the sun. We just keeps moving us ahead. And like I say, well, we used to do it once a week, but now it is closing day to time. He gets us to do it every day. And then, like I keep saying, over again, if these Hutterites were smart, if they had any compass in them, they would go out and burn up their sermons, because they were meant for the people 600 years ago. They have absolutely no value for the day and hour we're living in. They'll not tell them what we're telling them here. And all they got to do is take and burn them up and listen to what we're having to say, because anything else it does, it has no value. It's It's a useless item, the 600 years old servant. And they're going to find out once they realize that they missed it and they could have not, they didn't have to miss it. All they would have had to do was listen to what we have to say. And it's not that you and I decided one day that's what we're going to do. It's something that the Lord prepared us for before the foundation of the world. And if we're not, if we don't do what He tells us to do, what He's moved on us to do, what He created us for, we're going to be held liable. He's going to do exactly what He told Ezekiel. Ezekiel, if you're going to go tell the people, I'm going to hold you responsible. I'm going to require their blood at your hands because I told you to go order, and if you don't do it, then I'm going to require their blood from your hands. So you might as well just settle it in your heart. You got to go out there and tell them and warn them from my judgment that's coming, or I'm going to hold you responsible. And that's exactly what He said to you and I. We're not making this up. He told you and I, if you guys don't go tell them and do this website thing and do these daily bread and put it out there for the world to see, then I'm going to hold you responsible. We're just doing what God required of us to do. And what people do with it, that's their business, just the same as it was back in the days of Ezekiel. How many listened? They did listen. And eventually doom and gloom came over. That judgment hit them, and the Babylonians came in, and they took them into captivity for 70 years. And even if they didn't believe what Ezekiel said, it still came anyway. And the same thing will happen here. If they don't listen to what we have to say, that judgment is coming. That day of the Lord is coming. Just up the road here. Just three, four years, it's all going to be over but the crying, because the day of the Lord is just at here. He not only gave us our job description, He gave us the tools. He gave us the midnight cry that you and I, we can tell the people exactly by the day when He's going to once again restore Israel. And like I keep saying over and over again, we don't know the day of the rapture. We don't have to know the day of the rapture. As long as we know the day when God's going to restore Israel, again, like His disciples asked Him back in the day, will you at that time once again restore Israel? There comes a time when He's going to start to restore Israel, and it happened at October the 15th, 2021. And now from there on, it's just 7 more years till it's all over but the crying. And then the day of the Lord comes in, and it's going to be a horrible day where the earth will rock to and fro like a drunk man. You can read in the Ezekiel and then Jeremiah what happens on the day of the Lord. It's fury. It's really the wrath of the Lamb. Because all these years He's been pleading with mankind for 2,000 years, and they keep rejecting and rejecting and rejecting. And here, just up the road here, the day of the Lord is coming. That's what we're doing. We're warning people, just like Jeremiah warned the people back in his day, just like Ezekiel warned the people back in his day, and eventually doom and gloom came, because I was just, like I say, I'm just into Jeremiah, and I just finished Jeremiah. And there came a day when the Lord told Jeremiah, that's all you got to do. You send out your last warning, you send out your last prophecy, now it's all over but the crying. And here's the same thing, we're not trying to fearmonger people, we're just telling them the truth. We're just doing what He told Ezekiel. He said, Ezekiel, if you don't go tell these people what I'm telling you, I'm going to require their blood at your hands. So, well, of course, Ezekiel went down there and warned them and told them exactly what the Lord told them to tell. And that's all we're doing. We're just putting it out there. God gave us this website and how it's whosoever will. And we sent to every colony and actually around the world, because we sent them even to these Society of Brethren and Woodcrest and England and all around the world, to that group in New Zealand, wherever we could find, we send books. We send exactly what the Lord has required of them, and this hour of time, what's up the road here. And now what they do with it, they control them out if they want to. But see, we did our part, and we're still doing our part. And that's the only reason we live. It's the only reason I live. We sing that song, and that's the only thing we live for, is to do on a day-to-day basis, put something out there for people that have a passion and a desire and a concern about their eternal destiny. And then if they're faithful and true, and if they do what the Lord wants them to do, they'll go on that vacation somehow. I don't know how it all works. I just know today the Lord wants us to talk about spirit and truth. He will, they that want to worship the Lord must worship Him in spirit and truth. You cannot worship the Lord if you just have the spirit. You got to have the truth. The truth for your day is the fact that God sent Malachi 4, and behold, I'll send you Elijah the prophet before the dreadful day of the Lord comes. And the dreadful day that the Bible talks about is just up the road here. And like I say, in 3 years from now, it'll be all over but the crying. Because that day is coming, you're just going to bump right into it. And that's why you see people's hearts are failing for fear. You know, people know that their heart, there's something coming, there's something up the road. They don't know what it is, but what it is, it's the coming of the Lord. It's the judgment seat of Christ. It's all that's what's been predicted in the Bible. The day of the Lord, it's just coming up the road here in our lifetime. That's what we're warning people. We're doing everything we can to warn them and to tell them where it's at. Like I say, it's not our responsibility if they throw the books out or if they just decided to chill out and shut us out. That's not our business. We don't have to go around twisting our. We just put it out there just like Ezekiel. Ezekiel just put it out there, take it or leave it. And most of them didn't listen to him, even in the days of Jeremiah. They told Jeremiah, why didn't you go pray for us, see what we should do, see if we should go down to Egypt, or should we stay here in Babylon and serve the king? And so, okay, I'll come back, I'll go to the Lord, I'll come back and I'll tell you in 7 days what the Lord says. So after 7 days, Jeremiah came back and he said, here's what the Lord tells you. Don't go down to Egypt, because if you go down there, you're going to be destroyed. And just stay here and serve the king. Do what the Nebuchadnezzar tells you to do. And you're going to live. You're going to be able to keep your houses and everything. But see, then they decided, you know, Jeremiah, you're lying to us. We're not telling the truth. And we're not going to stay here and serve the king. We're going to go down to Egypt. That's what we're going to do. And they went down there and they didn't come back. Maybe just a handful came back because they didn't listen to what Jeremiah had to say. And it's the same thing today. You can take it or leave it. You can listen to us if you want. If you don't want, you can chill out and do what most everybody does. They chill out the things we say is of no value. Just the same thing what Jesus did at Calvary for a lot of people, for the majority of the people. It's all in vain because they cannot accept that salvation message. They cannot accept the fact that Jesus came to die for their sins. And that thing that Jesus went through at Calvary, it's all in vain for a lot of people because they have been misled and thinking that whole right thing, all you got to do is go through their diabolical satanic rigmarole of a baptism and then you're saved. But that's not the way it works. It's exactly the way the Bible says. Repent and be baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost, and the Holy Ghost will lead and guide you into all truth. And the only truth that's left here is to minister Brother Branham and Brother Jackson. And the world don't know that. They're out there doing their own thing, and we worship the Lord, and by the thousands, they come in these stadiums, and they're doing the hallelujah thing, and the praise the Lord thing, but they don't have the truth for their day, and it's all in vain, because at the end of the day, you got to have spirit and truth. If they want to worship the Lord, you got to have that truth, just like that guy over here was telling you about. Oh, he's convinced he's saved, because he had this experience. Little does he know that experience that he had was brought on by these seducing spirits and these doctrines of the devil. Because the devil can give you that feeling too, that you're convinced you're born again, because he gives when it comes that they these seducing spirits, and you're convinced, just like Eve back in the garden. She was convinced that the thing to do is to partake of this the sex act that serpent introduced her into. And she was so convinced and so deluded and so deceived that she thought, is this the right thing to do? Just like that Edward over here that I want to ask, are you born again? Oh, yeah. Like, he's convinced, but you tell him the truth and he has completely no clue, because that's what the Spirit of the living God will do. He will lead and guide you into all truth. How come I can't tell him about this truth here? Because he doesn't have the spirit and truth, you know. That's why they can't receive it. It's just a delusion just brought on by Satan, by the seducing spirit that Paul talks about to Timothy, that in the last day, the perilous time, there'll be seducing spirits and doctors of the devil, that that the universe is full of them. If you could see into the heavenly realm, and God would happen to open up your eyes and you could see the heavenly realm, you would see the air, the atmosphere full of these demonic, deceptive forces. So that's why you and I, we keep ourselves at a place where they can't deceive us, you know, that, yeah, they try, but we're keeping ourselves above the fray, so to speak. That's what we keep ourselves, that's why we get up in the morning, that's why we fast, that's why we do the things we're doing, so that these seducing spirits can't overtake us. That's why we're sober and vigilant. And we're like these early apostles. They know we're aware of Satan's tactics. We're aware of Satan's tactics, how he's operating here in his closing days of time, through these people in the pulpit, that giving themselves out that they're preachers and they're Christians. They're nothing but agents of Satan to be part of that deceptive mode out there to deceive the very elect, if it would be possible, because they'll work overtime to make sure you don't list the same or end. And if you do, you're in trouble. You're going to be up and before their accounts before you know it. And that's just the nature of the beast. That's just the way it is. And we're just doing our job. That's it.
Mm-hmm. Like we can, in the days of Noah, Jesus said, for in the days before the flood, people were eating and drinking, marrying and given in marriage up to the day Noah entered the ark. They were so consumed with the natural life and with their own idea of things. They could not perceive that there is a flood coming. Like they could not spiritually pick that up. In this day too, there's the spirit realm is full of voices, and a lot of people they pick up the wrong voice. But if they can't back it up with the scripture, then it's just a voice. It's not going to lead you anywhere good. Like that lady we went up to her funeral, like she picked up a voice of speaking in tongues. But if the speaking in tongues has no interpretation, then it's just blabbling and it's just kind of create confusion and it's not for edification. Mm-hmm. Like you can do it on your own time if you want, but in a group of people, like that's not edification. And that's why a lot of people, they just follow these spirits. And if that's not backed up by scripture, by the truth of the word of God, then it's going to deceive you.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why you need the ministry of Brother Branham for the Laodicea Church Hour. Otherwise, that's, you're not going to be here nor there. That's why people are running to and fro, because they're picking up all kinds of voices. They're running to and fro. When one person says something, they go to that end, and the other person says something, they go to that end. But if you want to be like Peter says in 2 Peter 1, you want to be fruitful. It says here, for if these things, if you want to make your calling and your election sure, and you follow the virtues of God. See, God has and the godliness and self-control and temperance and all these things that are in a Christian's life. If you have temperance, you're not going to go just out and follow every spirit there is. Mm-hmm. You use knowledge and wisdom in all that. And that's why it can be effective. And then you won't be barren or unfruitful.
It's a... that we be no more children tossed to and fro with every wind of doctrine. There's all kinds of ideas out there. Oh, the Lord show me this, the Lord show me that. But you see, these are winds of doctrine.
Mm-hmm.
But he said, you are not like that. You've been grounded. You're solid. You know what you're talking about. You know what you're saying. Because we're no more. We've matured. We're no more children tossed to and fro with every wind of doctrine. I think it's in Ephesians chapter 4. And that's why we're saying we found out that the doctrine for the church age, the latest year, it's the ministry of Brother Branham, and then when he goes off to sea, it's the ministry of Brother Jackson. And then when he goes off to sea, it's what God has found us out to do, to be faithful and true. That's why he gave us and he found you and I faithful and true to deliver that meat in due season. And then, like I say, you could take it to the bank and you could do whatever, what that Kenneth should have done and what that Jeremy should have done. Just come and stand with the truth for you. You're not standing with me. God has just decided one day, back before the foundation of the world, he's going to bring you and I together and he's going to have us do this thing, have this website, so that at the end of the day, in the perilous times that we're in, they have a guiding light. They have something that'll stabilize them. Because, like I say, we did the heavy lifting. It's our responsibility to put it out there. Like when that Bishop Jay Kleinsauer became bishop, I was hoping he's going to do what we're doing here. I know the Hutterites are all confused and all, and there's nothing in it. And I was hoping against hope that he'll somehow do something for him. But at the end of the day, he found out to be just a thief. And I thought that Blomberg Jake is going to do something, but he's even worse. And then I thought that Michael Sommerfeld is going to do something, and he's even worse. And he's doing the very thing that they did back to Jeremiah. Let's go kill the Jeremiah with our tongue, you know. That's going to not listen to what he has to say. That's what that Michael Sommerfeld did. And these people, when I was in their kangaroo court, they did everything the opposite of what they should have been doing, because they had not been called out to be a watchman. They're just doing a, whatever they're doing, whatever you call what their preacher job is. They're just doing a job like it isn't a calling. When you make a pig man, he goes down and feeds pigs. And then when you make a preacher, it's just a job to them. They have not been called and on out from the God of heaven to do the job. And it's not required of them. So that's why they can't come up with nothing. That's why he's called you and I to do this very thing. And people list it. They can list if they want. And if they don't want, they can chill out, do whatever they want to do. Because it's not, you don't twist the arm, you know. It's a free choice. God has given mankind a freedom of choice. And we're just putting it out there for their sake. It's not for our benefit. We got to do our time. And we got to be faithful to what the Lord has called us to do. And that's what we're doing here every day. That's why we get up early in the morning, so we don't miss the mark, so we'll be able to go to the vacation someday at the end of the journey. When we're done, it's just a few years up the road here. And that rapture is not that far off. I can feel it in my makeup, the way the Lord is getting us to hurry up and get this job done with, that at the end of the day, you're going to be like Jeremiah. There's going to be our last conversation that we're going to have someday. It'll just be the last thing we have to do. All we got to do is make sure that we're faithful and we're doing exactly what the Lord wants us to do today. Then when I got up this morning, he reminded me of Ezekiel, you know. He called out Ezekiel. He created Ezekiel to do exactly what he did. He said, Ezekiel, I have made you a watchman. When did he do that? He made him a watchman before the foundation of the world. He just happened to come on board here, and then he happened to just go out there and tell the children exactly what the Lord told him to tell them, to warn them about the coming doom and gloom. And that's what he's called us to do. We're just warning the people. You can take it or leave it. You can reject us, and like many have done. Like we sent some books to that preacher from Woodlands. We didn't actually send him. We sent it to his wife, and then he calls me up madder than a hornet for sending the books. We got our sermon. We don't need your damn books, he said. And don't send any more books here. Well, see, take it or leave it. Here I check, and a month later they had his funeral. See, that's what happens when you reject truth. The message for your day. It's exactly that simple. There's nothing we could do. We could just give it to people. Take it or leave it. If you want your destruction, it's coming up the road here in our lifetime. All the thing the Bible talks about, Babylon is falling, that whole infrastructure that you see out here, it's all just going to dissipate, because it's none of God. Everything that's none of God is not going to go into that eternal age. It's all of the devil. That infrastructure that you see out there, all these religious cults that you see out there, they're all instituted by Satan. And Satan, when he goes and he meets his doom and gloom, and 3 years from now, that angel comes down, throws him into hell. That's it. That's it for all these religions too. All these things, everything, that whole infrastructure that Satan has engineered for the last 6,000 years, it's all going on, because back in the book of Revelation, it says, rejoice, O heaven. Rejoice, O earth, and the holy apostles because Babylon is falling, is fallen, is fallen. And she's become a habitation of every foul and hateful word. That's that religious system out there. Mm-hmm. It's on its way out. You can try to protect it as much as you want, but it's not gonna work. It's gonna fall by the wayside.
Mm-hmm. I was thinking, and we're not ashamed of what we believe and what we're standing about, because we know that God has led us to that place. And mm-hmm. Like we know that it says in Peter's that the truth will be evil spoken of.
Mm-hmm.
That's all part of it. Like Noah was ridiculed because he had the truth for his day and hour. There was a flood coming. We have the truth for our day and hour. And the same way in this day and hour, the truth will be evil spoken of. So if you don't have the truth and the spirit, and then you have nothing to offer people and to give them. We have something for people. We have the truth for our day and hour.
And if you can only get yourself to believe it, somehow, somewhere, you will get that escape route. And you will be in that, I'm going on a vacation. God's going to make sure all you got to do is believe what we're telling you and come and stand with Sam and Lorraine. Whether, no matter if they're threatening to kill you, it doesn't really matter as long as you get your ticket to glory. That's all that matters. And it's right here, right in our lifetime. We're not just talking, We talk it from experience. We know exactly what we're talking about.
Mm-hmm. Heavenly Father, we just want to come before you, give you thanks, Lord. We just pray, Lord, that we'll be found faithful, Lord, to what you've created to us to do, that we'll complete our calling, Lord, that we can hear you one day say, thou good and faithful servant. We just want to be found true and faithful to what you have called us to do, and to tell people and to warn them. Just give you thanks. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.